Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14 say, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Did you know that the word straight in these verses is spelled S-T-R-A-I-T, not S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T, which means not crooked? Today is the 20th anniversary of the day I came to know the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And all these years, I thought that straight in these verses was just the Old English or the King James Version spelling of what we think of as straight, S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T, which means not crooked. But it's not. Today, I want to tell you the story of my salvation and how the word straight, S-T-R-A-I-T, applies not only to our Christian life journey, but also to your work from home journey. Let's talk about it. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Pastor preached a sermon on Matthew 7, 13 and 14 at church last Sunday. And let me first say that ever since I watched the movie Facing the Giants, when I read these verses, my brain reads them in the voice of Coach Hawkins when he explains to David, the soccer player, how to kick a field goal during practice. He likens kicking the football through the goalpost to the straight and narrow way. We'll leave the YouTube link in the show notes so you can watch this scene. Definitely one of my all-time favorite movie scenes. Anyway, the word straight, as I talked about in the introduction, which I'm sorry if that was confusing, the word straight, S-T-R-A-I-T, in Matthew 7, 13 and 14, means to cramp, literally or figuratively. It also means to afflict, besiege, bind up, distress, narrower, oppress, or to be in trouble. So what is that saying about our Christian journey? It's saying that our Christian journey is hard. It is not straight, as in S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T. It's crooked. It's narrow. It's difficult. Think of it this way. When you are on the interstate driving your car, it is straight and smooth, it's flat, and you can drive fast. You don't really have to think. You can just sit back, put on the cruise, and zone out in your mind. Now compare that to a narrow, windy country road with hills and blind curves. You have to pay attention, you have to slow down, and you have to focus. As it is in the Christian life, the unbelievers of the world are many. They're on a superhighway to hell. Is that something we like to think about? Please read your Bible. It's in there. There are more verses about hell in the Bible than there are about heaven. The unbeliever is going with the flow, conforming with the traffic, not having to think about it, just living their life however they want. Now, as a Christian who's repented, which literally means to turn around, you start following Jesus. Imagine if you were to turn around on a superhighway. When you're going against the traffic, you better be paying attention. It won't be an easy road. It won't be a straight path. It will be crooked. It will be narrow. You will have lots of near misses. You will meet opposition. You will meet trials. You will meet tribulation. But as a Christian, you have a shepherd who will lead the way. Since this is the anniversary of my salvation, I want to take a few minutes to tell you how I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, I was on the broad way. I was going about my life. I was trying to fill this emptiness that I had in my heart. I was trying to fill it with relationships, with education, with traveling, and sadly, with alcohol. But nothing satisfied this emptiness that I had. I don't want to go into a lot of details because there's a lot of things that I'm not proud of that I did in my past. But by the time I was in my 20s, I was desperate to fill this emptiness that I had in my heart. nothing satisfied this longing that I had. I had had a few people in my life tell me about Jesus over the years, but I brushed them off and thought it was foolishness. I did not need a crutch of religion in my life. Then I had a series of bad events happen in my life. I had broken off my most recent relationship. I had lost the job that I had, and I had also gotten kicked out of my apartment. I went to a counselor for help, and she basically told me there wasn't anything mentally wrong with me, but that I was just going through a rough patch in my life. She offered to put me on antidepressants, though, which I refused. So then she offered me a set of cassette tapes. Yes, I'm cassette tape old, which helped you to develop coping skills. And these tapes suggested praying to a higher power. I thought that was a good idea. I went and tried the Buddhist temple. I tried other Eastern religions that involved meditation. And finally, I decided to read the Bible. And like most people, I started with Genesis. It was difficult to understand, so I gave up. And at the same time, a coworker from a job that I had just left wrote me a letter with a Christian tract in it. The tract said, "Since I became a Christian, I have a peace that I never had before." When I read that, I thought, I want that peace. I didn't have that peace. So I wrote back to my coworker thinking that I was going to debunk Christianity. Instead, when I researched the discrepancy that I thought were in the Bible, the Holy Spirit started working in my life. I couldn't find the discrepancies. Now I'm making a long story short here, but one thing led to another. I started listening to Christian radio, writing back and forth to my coworker, and finally one day when I was driving down the highway, it clicked. There was nothing that I could do to earn favor with God. I could only put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ and accept what he did for me on the cross. And that is what I did. My life has never been the same since. From there, I repented of my sins. I started to attend a Bible preaching church, and I devoured the Bible whenever I could. I did these things because of my love of Jesus Christ, not to earn my way to heaven. That was settled when I accepted him and his free gift of salvation to me. Fast forward, Jesus gave me a second chance at life. He gave me a peace in my heart. He also has given me a Christian husband and 5 beautiful children. He has given me wonderful Christian friends. He has walked with me every step of the way over the past 20 years, through good times and bad. I am so thankful for his unending grace and mercy towards me, his patience when I fail, and his tender mercies always. Has it been an easy road? No, it hasn't. It has been a straight road, as in straight. But he is faithful. He walks with me on this straight and narrow way, and he makes a way when I follow him in obedience. We can also liken our Christian work from home journey to the straight and narrow way. First of all, please understand, salvation is a supernatural event that is offered to each one of us. And I'm not saying that working from home is that. What I am saying is that there are many ways to earn money, both outside the home and online. It is a broad way. But as I have explained since I started this podcast, you are on the narrow way. You are not following the world's way of making money. You are following God's way. You may desire to stay home with your children, and working from home takes time and it takes effort. Sometimes it takes steps of faith that you don't understand. I recently experienced a step of faith that didn't make a lot of sense on the surface. I've mentioned before that I had a website about saving money on groceries that had a large Facebook group to go along with it. I had laid this website and Facebook group aside when I started this podcast. Well, last week, I thought that maybe I should go back to that website and that group. The group was growing exponentially. So I put a post in the group about how big the group had grown, and I thought, oh, I can have this as another source of income while I build my coaching business. So then I started praying about it. And the next day, I received confirmation that, nope, it is time to shut down the group and focus on my podcast and coaching. Since this is such a fresh event in my life, I don't really want to go into a lot of details, but today is the day I'm shutting down the group, and I have peace about it. I feel like this is what God wants me to do. My desire is to help Christian moms like you find meaningful work from home, and that is my focus. A couple of weeks ago, when I interviewed Vivian about work-life balance, I knew that my life was out of balance and I needed to do a better job of letting things go that do not focus on my faith and family or help me to serve the women who listen to this podcast. This podcast has been pretty short and to the point, and I always like to have a call to action at the end of each podcast. Today's call to action is simple. Please ask yourself, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Are you following him in obedience? If you have any questions about what this means, please send me an email at hello@amyjarthur.com. I would be happy to answer any questions that you have. Enter ye in at the strait gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. When I heard that sermon on Sunday, I thought, I wish everybody could be on the straight and narrow way that leads to life. But we all have a choice to make. God doesn't force us down the narrow way. We all have a free will. Please choose wisely, my friend. You won't regret choosing the straight and narrow way. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.